Well, I think I jumped the gun a little bit
On.
in congratulating Steelers fans that they won't have to go through the headache because, according to the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, Jerry
Oh.
Dulac, the Steelers are planning to meet with Russell Wilson.
Let's steal.
Oh, that's funny.
Technically, Wilson did not have permission or wouldn't have normally had permission to already pursue other teams, but the Broncos, as part of their release, opened the window earlier
Yeah.
than it would have normally been. And so Russ is already cooking on his next gig.
So what will be the new phrase? Let's ride, of course, became the phrase for Denver. He didn't have a phrase like that in Seattle when he was slightly more normal. What is he going to say there? Let's put fries on sandwiches.
Pound it out.
Pound it
Well,
out.
steel workers, right?
Yeah, indeed. Yeah.
Well, the steel industry really doesn't exist
Wave
in
your
Pittsburgh
towels,
anymore, but
folks.
your
What about
point
I did that?
is still well taken.
When he throws an interception?
Steelers Nation, I did that.
Well, the folks at betonline.ag put out some odds on a variety of different teams and quarterbacks. It's time to play some NFL quarterback roulette,
Oh, Josh, put that down. It's not that kind of roulette.
starting with the franchise for whom Russell used to play, the Denver Broncos.
This is a sad list of
Here's
quarterbacks.
your odds right now, Broncos fans. You might, if you're in an airplane, pull out your air sick bag.
Also, make sure you have all your
I
wheels.
was just going to say, tighten up the tires.
Jared Stidham right now is the 2-1 favorite to be Denver's starting quarterback in week one, followed by any rookie quarterback at 3-1.
Ah, interesting.
Sam Howell at 5-1, and then a four-way tie at 7-1 featuring Minshew Mania,
Oh.
Gardner Minshew, famous Jameis Winston, Justin, don't call me Mrs. Fields, though I like her chocolate chip cookies. And Ryan cresting the Tannehill.
That is a sad, sad,
All at
sad list.
It's
seven to
like the
one.
island of misfit mascots.
Yeah, that'd be a bummer. Good luck to Broncos fans in the audience.
I almost feel like any rookie quarterback feels better because at least there might be some hope there.
Hope for the
But
future. Hope for the
who might
future.
that quarterback be?
Yeah.
If you believe some of the mock drafts, the Broncos might move up and pick a guy like J.J. McCarthy.
Yuck. Travis writes, Minshew magic, baby. There he goes. A little 7-1 action.
The Atlanta Falcons.
Alkins.
Well, they might be getting the F out, but they might be adding the Cousins in. Kirk Cousins, two
Oh,
to
they are in the
five.
South.
Damn it. Nice joke, Nick.
2-5 odds. That's what, -200, I believe, is the
Yeah,
I don't know.
that
Josh is the math guy.
I believe you're right. Yeah. I've never yeah, I don't know
Yeah, that is a big favorite
He
that
it
Kirk Cousins ends up in Atlanta.
There have been various reports lately that like he is, searching out houses or something like that, if I remember right. He is definitely going to be the quarterback down in Atlanta. I feel very comfortable in saying that. And he will raise the floor very high.
Do you think he'll like it down there?
Why not?
I don't know.
Doesn't fit Atlanta.
It just feels different than anything else he's been a part of.
Definitely.
Well, I mean,
Definitely
he was at Michigan State, Washington,
Yeah,
Minnesota.
those are not Atlanta, John.
No.
It's a different type of city.
Is it really that different?
Have you watched the show?
John has not
No, I
watched the
don't
show.
watch. I mean, it's a television show.
But it's set in Atlanta, John.
Yeah. It is
It's just
a different
it's a
type of
different
city.
place.
It
I
is.
have a brother and a wife who his wife, not my wife.
His wife.
They live down there. It's very different. Not this isn't a negative. It's
No,
just
it's just
different.
it'll be an adjustment.
Yeah.
I think that's the last thing he's worried about.
I mean, it
He
should
just
be
wants
something you're worried about, though.
he,
I think
he
that's fair.
if he's getting paid and playing quarterback in the NFL with a chance to start, I think that's what he's looking for. I mean, not that, quality of life, but I didn't realize you guys were going all Michael Severe on me, anti-Atlanta.
I love Atlanta. I'd
Oh,
love to live there.
Atlanta seems sick.
Yeah, I think he's going to be their starting quarterback.
Any rookie quarterback is at 2-1. Justin Fields, 5-1. Let Russ cook at 8-1. Baker Mayfield, 9-1.
Oh, let him bake.
For the Atlanta Falcons. Moving on to three other teams.
This is also a sad group.
Aiden O'Connell, even odds. to be the week one starting quarterback for the Vegas Raiders.
Hey, at least they got rid of Josh McDaniel, though.
Followed again by our favorite category, any rookie quarterback at 3-1. Justin Fields, 4-1. Then three quarterbacks, including Russ Tannehill, Sam Howell at 8-1. Baker Mayfield, 9-1. Kirk Cousins, 10-1.
It's a bummer of a group. You know, essentially what we're talking about is a lot of these teams aren't going to gain a quarterback and like become an immediate playoff contender. I think Atlanta will with Kirk Cousins. I think that they are the immediate favorite to win that division, actually. But these other teams, I'm not feeling too good about them.
I wish Josh Dobbs worked out for the Vikings.
Speaking of the Vikings,
Justin Fields is the 3-1 favorite right now, according to betonline.ag, to be the next Vikings starting quarterback.
Fascinating. I would not have guessed that. I would not have guessed that it was Justin Fields. I think...
How do we think Schaaf would feel about that?
Schaaf likes Fields more than Russell Wilson, certainly. He is not a huge fan. He does not believe that Justin Fields is a good passer. Correctly, I might add. He correctly believes that Justin Fields... He is worried that it's going to be McCarthy, and any rookie quarterback is 5-1. This is week one starting.
This is week one starting quarterback. Trey Lance at 4-1.
Oh!
The first time Trey Lance has shown up on any of these
lists. But he's with the Cowboys. When they get rid of Dak, they're going to need him.
When they have that billion-dollar cap hit.
Josh Dobbs at 9-2.
The past or not.
Any rookie quarterback tied with Garner Minshew at 5-1, Russ at 6-1, Tannehill 7-1. Mm. Then to Pittsburgh.
By the way, Mike points out, I believe it was Mike, yes, it was Mike, the Steelers slogan is, "Here we go!" So that's what he could say. He could come on Dak's corner and say, "Here we go."
Maybe Dak has been teasing this entire time. Maybe
that he's
going
to be a Steelers quarterback.
Steelers.
Here we go with starting quarterback week one.
Well, the news of the day has propelled Russ Wilson to even odds to be the Steelers starting quarterback in week one, with the incumbent coming off injury, Kenny Pickett, at 3-1, Justin Fields 4-1, Baker Mayfield 8-1, any rookie 9-1.
Mm.
And then for individuals.
Oh, nice little photos you got there.
Nice.
Russ, again, even odds to go to the Steelers. 3-1 to go to the Raiders. 5-1 to the Vikings. 5-1 to the Patriots. Justin Fields, 3-1 favorite Minnesota. 4-1 Atlanta. 9-2 Pittsburgh. Kirk Cousins to Atlanta. Again, 1-3 odds. And then everything else is a distant second. And notice that Minnesota is not even on the list.
Minnesota!
Not even on the list. Baker Mayfield's next team, Minnesota 2-1.
See, now Schaaf, the Schaaf barometer. Schaaf used to be very anti-Baker, but I think he has earned some respect from the new father, Mike Schaefer, because of what he did in the 2023 season.
A lot of people, I think, gained respect for Mr. Baker.
I was pleasantly surprised by his play. For a second, John, when that graphic flashed up, I was like, why does John have a baseball player on here?
No, that's
I had the same thought.
At a quick glance, it's like it looks like a baseball player.
Because he's got the eye black and the baseball cap, but it's a football player.
He plays quarterback.
But interesting. The Bucks aren't on Baker's list.
That's weird.
Which I'm wondering if maybe they took them off because they're the overwhelming favorite.
Yeah, good question. I don't know. Let's see. Where was it at? Oh, Mailman Todd says, we do not want Russell Wilson. For those who don't know, Todd is a Steelers fan.
My brother-in-law was very unhappy.
What does Amazing Daniel think? Great question.
Are you here, Daniel?
Text from the 402 says, is Kaepernick anywhere on your roulette wheel? No, he hasn't played football since 2017.
But he's still 2016. Training. 2016. He still technically could, couldn't he?
No. I mean, technically, yes. Technically, yes.
At this point, that ship
Nobody's going to get him, but he could.
That ship has sailed and then got sank.
Wow.
It is at the bottom of the ocean.
He is not ever going to play again.
No.
We knew that. John and I knew that in like 2018, though.
Yeah, it was. That's been that obvious.
Indeed, it has.
Well, it's going to be a real interesting time because you've got some guys with some experience, playoff winning experience, who are going to be shifting teams. But to whom? For how much? We don't know.
We don't know.
But maybe Eric Edholm knows.
Oh, I love that guy.
He's coming up next from NFL Media, NFL.com on 1620 The Zone.